Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock. And now Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
First off, you guys in the United States.
The early years of the 20th century in New York, revisited by Yuri Kane and his band. That's from an album called Sidewalks of New York, complete with the sound of horses and carriages in Madison Square. And welcome to Late Junction. I'm Fiona Talkington here with you Tuesday to Thursday, 11 until half past midnight. And I have to say, I'm very excited to be playing you the long-awaited new album by Sweet Billy Pilgrim this week, so I've got a track from that coming up later on. Moondog now tells the story of how man cast the horse aside in favour of the motor car in his hypnotic Sweet Equestria. Thank you.
I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage, I can't afford a carriage. But you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
Thank you.
Always a favourite, a Tin Hats version of Daisy Bell, following on from Max Matthews' computer version from 1961, and Moondog at the start of his Sweet Equestriana. Now here's a sweet song from 1967. This is the Incredible String Band.
I'm not the kind to complain that I never had a girl to love. Many fine girl I tried hard to know, but I think I never tried enough. Sitting one day by myself and I'm thinking what could be wrong, when this funny little hedgehog comes running up to me and he starts up to sing me this song. Oh, you know all the words and you sung all the notes, but you never quite learned the song she sung. I can tell by the sadness in your eyes that you never quite learned the song. Every day when the sun go down and the evening is so very still, many fine girl I've held in my arms, and I hope there's many more that I will. But just when everything is going fine and absolutely nothing is wrong, this funny little hedgehog's always around, and every time he wants to sing me this song. Oh, you know all the words and you sung all the notes, but you never quite learned the songs you sung. I can tell by the sadness in your eyes that you never quite learned the song. One day when the moon was full, I thought I might settle down. Found myself a pretty little girl and I stopped all my running around. But just when the preacher come along and he's just gonna pop on the ring, this funny little hedgehog comes running down the aisle. I don't have to tell you what he did sing. Oh, you know all the words and you sung all the notes, but you never quite learned the song she sung. I can tell by the sadness in your eyes that you never quite learned the song. I'm not the kind to complain that I never had a girl to love. Many fine girl I've tried hard to know, but I think I've never tried enough. But now I'll be looking all my days, and it isn't just me I gotta please. There's this funny little hedgehog who's always around, and the only words he ever sings to me are these. Oh, you know all the words and you sung all the notes, but you never quite learned the song she sung. I can tell by the sadness in your eyes that you never quite learned the song. I'm not the kind to complain.
The Incredible String Band and the Hedgehog Song from 1967. I found some nice words from George Ligeti, who found some music by Conlon Nancarrow in a gramophone shop in Paris. And he said, "This music is the greatest discovery since Webern and Ives, something great and important for all of music history. His music is so utterly original, enjoyable, perfectly constructed, but at the same time emotional. For me, it's the best of any composer living today." Here's Nancarrow's study number 48C. Thank you.
like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a mother. I feel like a motherless child. Still I'm alone.
Amazing voices. The Harmonising Four, who first got together in 1927, but were still going strong in the late 1940s, and they even performed at President Roosevelt's funeral in 1945. And they followed one of Conlon Nankara's studies for player piano, recorded on the composer's own 1927 Ampico in Mexico City in 1988. And there's a Nankara Festival at London South Bank this coming weekend. For example, you can hear all of the studies for player piano, and the London Sinfonietta will be playing arrangements of the studies too. And if you get a chance, do look out for one of the episodes of 50 Modern Classics on the Radio 3 website. Stephen Fry talking about the study for player piano number 21, and you can also download that as a podcast. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. Romanian sounds now, the sound of the tambal, performed by Tony Iordache.
Ai verdeșul alămâi, grea-mi-e, Doamne, inima măi, și fața mea stă schimbată de prinsă și supărată. Ca o noapte apelată, copii mei, strigă cu un mare dori, of, cheamă pe tău, cuțulorii mei. Aș veni la tine, tată, dar e drumul numai piată și tu mic mă chinuiesc, of, singurele mă. Râde copii, ii de mine, of, că nu am dat pe lume mai. Thank you.
Paolo Carici playing the vihuela in a piece by the 16th century Italian composer Francesco Spinacino called La Stanghetta, The Temple. And before that, the sound of the Romanian tambal played by a real maestro of the instrument, Tony Iordache, with his band and the singer Gabi Lunca, a love song called How My Heart Is Heavy. Now, this next song is from an album I've been playing constantly for the last couple of weeks, and I've been really looking forward to playing it for you. It's an album which is out just this week, and it's from a band we followed very closely here on Late Junction from their very early days to Mercury nominee fame. And the lead singer, Tim Elsenberg, has also done a Late Junction collaboration for us with Arden, one of our very first Late Junction collaborations. So now here's a track from the new album from Sweet Billy Pilgrim. The album's called Crown and Treaty, and this is Blakefield Gold.
She gathered the teeth and served the queen of the girl who believed in everything. Spiders hid from every rainy fingertip. Lost to the earth, one by one, like stars to an early morning sun. From each of them, something ghostly crept out of the clouds to where she went. Songs to bring them sleep, pray for her, their souls to keep. We crown with the dark, we hold with the dark.
Sweet Billy Pilgrim and Blakefield Gold from their brand new album Crown and Treaty, which at long last is out today. So really happy to be able to play you a track from that now. And I'll be playing you a track from it each night this week. Now we're off to the Altai Mountains. Sergei Harkov plays the long, flat, zither-like Hatkan in Galloping Horse.
When I first came to New York, you know, I was 12 years old. And then at that time, you know, my mother thought it was beautiful for me to wear short pants. So the kids used to kick me, used to pinch me. They used to call me Wally O. And anyhow, so it took time. It took a long time. You know, so. And my father always thought, discipline, you know. You go to work, he says, you gotta have respect for the padrón, for the boss. And you must show up ready to do your thing. And because they pay you, he says, you gotta show up on time. And if we need you after hours, you have to stay, because that's the respect, capisci? So that's it, you know. And since I didn't speak any English at all, he says, you gotta play the accordion. You know. And we lived in a five-story building on the west side, and I used to practice. And before you know it, you know, it became a thing. And that's fatto la carriera. Not bad.
Thank you.
Bon Iver and a song called Wash, following Roland Kirk's often strangely disturbing The Inflated Tear. Yuri Kane before that from the Sidewalks of New York album, including UB Blake's Charlestown Rag. And to begin with there, Sergei Harkov playing the Shatkan, a sort of long flat zither in a tune called Galloping Horses. You'll find all the details of the music I'm playing, by the way, on the Late Junction playlist. You'll find that on the Radio 3 website. And if there's anything else you'd like to know, do drop us an email to late.junction@bbc.co.uk. And you'll find me on Twitter at Fiona Talkington. One of the most memorable albums of the first decade of this century was undoubtedly Joanna Newsom's East, with its long tracks, intriguing words and orchestrations by Van Dyke Parks. From that, this is Monkey and Bear.
Down in the green hay, where monkey and bear usually lay, they woke from a stable boy's cry. Said someone, come quick, the horses got loose, got grass sick. They'll founder, faint, they'll die. What is now known by the sorrel and the roan, by the chestnut and the bay and the gelding grey, it is stay by the gate that you are given, and remain in your place for your season. And had the overfit did but listen to the high fence for sense wisdom. Did you hear that bear said, monkey, we'll get out of here fair and square? They left the gate open wide. So, my bride, here is my hand, where is your paw? Try and understand my plan, Ursula. My heart is a furnace, full of love that's just an earnest. Now you know that we must unlearn this allegiance to a life of service. I'm no longer answer to that heartless haymonger, nor be his accomplice. The charlatan with artless horse things. But Ursula, we've got to eat something and learn now, while still within the borders of the land that men has girded, all double bolted and tight fisted, until we reach the open country, steeped in milk and honey. Will you keep your fancy clothes on for me? Can you bear a little longer to wear that leash, my love? I swear by the air I breathe, sooner or later you'll bear your teeth. But for now, just dance, darling. Come on, will you dance, my darling? Darling, there's a place for us. Can we go before I turn to dust? Oh, my darling, there's a place for us. Oh, darling, come on, will you dance, my darling? Oh, the hills are groaning with excess, like a table ceaselessly being said. Oh, my darling, we will get there yet. They drew past the guards, past the coops and the fields and the farmyards, all night till finally the space they gained grew much farther in the stone that bear through to mark where they'd stop for tea. But walk a little faster and don't look backwards. Your feast is to the east, which lies a little past the pasture. And the blackbirds hear tea whistling and rise and clap, and their applause calls the kettle black. And we can't have none of that. Move along, got to pay the bills.
modern day. That is what the monkey'd say. So with the courage of a clown or a cur or a kite jerking tight at its tether, in her dun brown gown of fur and a jerking of swan's down and leather, there would sway on her hind legs, the organ would grind dregs of song for the pleasure of the children who'd shriek, throwing coins at her feet and recoiling in terror. Sing, dance, darling, come on, will you dance? My darling, oh, darling, there's a place for us. Can we go before I turn the dogs go? My darling, there's a place for us. Spelunking down in those caves, oh, so afraid what the village people would say if they saw the bear in that state. Lolling and splashing obscenely, well, it seemed a rational way. Washing that face, washing that matted and flea-bit, pelting some sea spit, old kelp dripping with brine. The monkey just laughed and he muttered, when she comes back, Ursula will be bursting with pride. Till I jump up, saying you've been rolling in muck, saying you smell of garbage and grime. But far out, far out, by now. Then the outside arms of the bear fell off as easy as if sloth from boiled tomatoes. Lord, in a genteel curtsy, there shed the mantle of her diluvian shoulders. And with a sigh, she allowed the burden of belly to drop like an apron full of boulders. If you could hold up a threadbare coat to the light where it's worn trains loosened in places, you'd see spots where almost every night of the year there'd be mending, suspending that baseness. Now a coat drags through the water, bagging with a life's worth of hanging through the limitless in the nose. In the magnetic embrace, balletic and glacial, appears insatiable shadows. Left there, left there, one bear, left bear. Left there, left there, one bear, step clear of the bear.
Joanna Newsom and Monkey and Bear from the album Ys. As I mentioned, Van Dyke Parks did the orchestrations on that album, and this is his collaboration with Brian Wilson from 1995, Orange Crate Art.
Great Art was a world apart, home for two with view of Sonoma, where there's aroma and heart. Memories of her Orange Great Art.
Orange Great table and a rocking chair, barnyard gate waiting time.
Trust in fit and sweet
inspiration. You could go bust to replace.
Just what is here by the gate? You're the lonesome locomotion roar. Oh, we'll hop on if you dare. And it rolls where grapes of brass.
From the front of a vintage crew
comes the wine of this rendezvous. Room for two in view of Sonoma, back when Ramona had heart. Memories of her Orange Crate Art.
Brian Wilson and Van Dyke Parks, Orange Crate Art. Arvo Pärt's Salom ends Late Junction tonight. It feels like seemingly fragments of music which appear and then vanish. But before that, we're going to go with Chris Watson into the Scottish Highlands. It's October 1994 and we're in Glen Affric. And I think no one quite describes things like Chris. And this is what he says. It was raining hard. There was cover under the edge of a large, dark section of mature plantation. Gradually, out from the background, came the croon of distant stags, a rich velvet acoustic rolling down the trees and suspended in a low, clinging mist. First, though, here's Alla Müller and Paula Danielsson, dreaming we follow the paths of time under the northern lights' fiery vaults. Till tomorrow, good night.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. For this opening couple of hours, we're at the 2011 BBC Proms in the Royal Albert Hall, the penultimate night for a good many years, meant Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, but this penultimate night brought another German masterpiece almost exactly contemporary with the choral symphony, Weber's opera Der Freischütz, The Marksman. But this is a Freischütz with a difference. When it first came to Paris, Berlioz knew Weber's original had been hacked to pieces, but he was still so gripped by the music that he went to every single performance. Then, 17 years on, when Paris Opera decided to do Freischütz properly, Berlioz was the man they asked to provide both the sung recitatives, because speech wasn't allowed at the opera, and the ballet that was an essential part of every opera performed there. And this was the result, Le Freischütz, with John Elliott Gardner conducting the Orchestre Révolutionnaire et Romantique, and a fine lineup of soloists too, I'll credit them later on. For the moment, to the forests of Bohemia, the overture and Act One. Locals celebrating Killian's victory over Max in a shooting contest. Max knows if his luck doesn't improve, he's in danger of losing the two things he's set his heart on, the job of head forester and the hand of his beloved Agata. The scheming Caspar then tells Max he must call on the black huntsman and magic bullets to help him break the spell. So unadvisedly, Max agrees to meet Caspar at midnight in the notorious Wolf's Glen to cast those magic bullets.